Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host for the next hour, and I hope you're going to enjoy with me some of the great bluegrass music that's made these days and in days gone by as well. We've got an interesting program lined up, all sorts of things that I hope you're just going to relax and enjoy. And to start with, we're going to a band called the Earls of Leicester. And this is really a Flattened Scruggs tribute band, there's no doubt about it. Not only because they've got Johnny Warren playing fiddle, who is the son of Paul Warren, who is a fiddler for Flattened Scruggs for so many years, but they've got Sean Kemp doing lead vocals, guitar, Charlie Cushman on banjo, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Tim O'Brien vocals, mandolin, Johnny Warren on fiddle, does the bass vocal just like his dad did, and Barry Bales on bass, and he does vocals too. And they do some great old Flattened Scruggs stuff. And one of the reasons why I've picked on these guys is at Back Porch Bluegrass in October, Brian Christensen's coming down from Auckland, and he's going to do a set of some traditional bluegrass, which he's very good at, and choosing some of the early Flattened Scruggs stuff. I was watching a Flattened Scruggs video last night, one of their, or two of their TV shows, and man, it was great to see them. Very relaxed players and always superb. So we're going to be starting off with, what have I got lined up? Shucking the Corn, classic Earl Scruggs instrumental, and then their song Some Old Day. Let's get into them pretty well straight away, eh?
Oh dear mother, I'll come home some old day. dear mother, I've hurt you so. I've been cruel to you, I know. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Tell my brother, my sister and dad, tell the dear friends that I've had. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day, you wait for me and pray. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day.
Wasn't that great? Oh, I just loved hearing it. And Charlie Cushman on banjo, I've seen him play live and he's just very relaxed. He's got a wonderful demeanour and just pumps out those great notes. Watching the old Flatt and Scruggs DVDs of their TV show just brought back lots of memories. I never managed to watch them live like a lot of people did, but watching them play, they were the first bluegrass album that I heard, Flatt and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall, and the shows are filmed around that time, so there's quite a lot of material on the DVDs from that we heard on the Carnegie Hall and subsequently the Vanderbilt University albums, and it's great to hear that. Okay, a bit of guitar playing now for those guitar nuts out there. I first met Jim Hurst in 2007 when he was playing with the Claire Lynch Band, and I was fortunate enough to be able to do a song with them on stage at the Grass Valley Festival in California. Jim's a wonderful guy, lovely to talk to, great guitarist and banjo player, and I bought an album called Open Window of his, where he's playing a lot of his music, some just guitars and some bluegrass, and he also was very influenced by Jerry Reed. I had a couple of Jerry Reed albums back in the 70s and used to love listening to them. Could never aspire to play guitar like Jerry Reed, but I really enjoyed the way he did things. And so Jim has written a tribute to Jerry Reed, which he calls Swamp Reed, and then he's got doing a bluegrass song. He plays and sings fine bluegrass music called Tall Pines. And here they come, Swamp Reed and Tall Pines from Jim Hurst. Thank you.
once in my youth I stood on this mountain and planted some pines in the sand. And every day I'd look there waiting and just couldn't understand why they never grew like I thought they should do. I just couldn't understand why. And I've rambled all around this wide world over, and today I just have a night. Tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, I bet you wouldn't know me now. Silent they seem here today. And there's that old rail fence that we built inch by inch, surrounding the old family graves. And there's one gravestone standing all alone, waiting to meet me in the shade. Tall pines, reaching up for the clouds.
Jim Hurst with Tall Pines. Great song there, and I hope you enjoyed it. Lovely ending there. Is everyone feeling their way in the harmonies? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, and they're a great big music shop in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, and they have everything there that you could possibly want for your musical needs. A great range of guitars from Courts through to Martins, and some pretty good budget guitars too. They're what I'd call budget ones. I've always sort of liked Martins, but these cheap guitars these days sound fine, and they have Deering banjos. You can get the Good Time banjos as well as more luxurious models. They got mandolins, fiddles. They got all sorts of other stuff there. They got drums. They got amplifiers and all the accessories you could need. Go and visit Shearer's if you've got any aspirations musically whatsoever, or anyone in your family has. If you've got grandkids, go and buy them a guitar or a ukulele or a banjo and get them started on the road to music. And Shearer's have sponsored music around Hamilton for more than 50 years. So they're great people to be sponsoring this show, and I really appreciate it. What have we got? So got Ralph Stanley now. I've played a lot of Stanley Brothers because I really like the Stanley Brother music. Ralph Stanley, of course, has performed as the band leader since the late 1960s, early 1970s. And I saw him in 1971 in my first trip to the USA, where he was working with Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs, a couple of kids, were working in his band with him. And he had a fine band at the time with Jack Cook and people like that. And then he's done all sorts of music. He came to sort of notice again with the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And the music produced in that was by T-Bone Burnett. And T-Bone Burnett produced this album from Ralph Stanley, based on, I think, the success of Ralph's appearance in that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And this is one of the traditional songs that Ralph would have known and had in his repertoire for many, many years, The Girl from the Greenbrier Shore. And here's some real old-time music for you. He's got some great people playing on this album. I've got it listed here somewhere. He's doing the vocals, Norman Blake playing guitar, Stuart Duncan banjo and fiddle, Mike Compton mandolin, Dennis Crouch string bass, and so he's got great helpers on this album. And here we're going to hear the very archaic sounding Girl from the Greenbrier Shore.
Thank you.
The very old-timey sounds of Ralph Stanley and the girl from the Greenbrier Shore. Well, all of you will be very aware of the fact that we're having a big bluegrass festival in Hamilton, New Zealand on the first weekend of February 2019. First, second and third Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kiwigrass is going to be where it's all at, and a great festival. We've got overseas bands coming, we've got local bands playing. It's going to be a real festival of bluegrass music, a lot of people playing. We're going to have multiple stages so that there's a pretty good chance that you'll be able to see your favorite band playing, and come and enjoy the atmosphere of a bluegrass festival. Myself and Janine and Nat and Barry from the Pippi Pickers all been to lots of festivals in the USA and very familiar with how they run. And we're going to try and capture some of that atmosphere but still have it a special Kiwi bluegrass festival. So there's going to be all sorts of good things happening. Two of the bands that are going to be there are the Lonely Heartstrings Band. Well, they visited within the last year, and they just wowed people everywhere. Wonderful band. Very sophisticated style of bluegrass music. They studied the music very deeply, and it's a very orchestrated approach to the music. And so I'm going to play a track from their Deep Waters CD, and I'll play the title track, Deep Waters. Beautiful music, absolutely beautiful bluegrass music. Another band is from Nine Mile Creek, is coming from Australia, and I'm going to play a tune called Carrie Brown from them. It's a Steve Earle tune, and bluegrass comes from all sorts of sources, and they do a fine job on that. So let's listen now to the Lonely Heartstrings Band, and this is what you're going to hear at Kiwigrass. So get your tickets now. Go to the website and just type in Kiwigrass. You'll find it on the site. Fill in all the details and make sure you're there. Come and say hi to me. I'll probably have my microphone there and be roving around the site, and you might even get an interview.
One windy afternoon, bid farewell to the ones I felt so dear. I set sail aboard a ship underneath a harvest moon, see what the world had left for me. So I wandered the waters, my face against the wind, gambled the fools, no fortune's gained. And it's only my pride to keep me riding the tide, farther and farther. I set foot upon the shore, not a penny to my name, dirt and stones beneath my feet. And I watched the horizon become a rising sun, turning my back on these deep waters.
Heartstrings Band with Deep Waters. And here's 9 Mile Creek.
Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I'd cry. If I can marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. Was so young and fair, voice like spring rain falling down, and sunlight in her hair. I ain't never seen her face before, so I asked all around. Said her daddy owns a grocery store, she lives in Bristol town. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I'd cry. If I can marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. I lay my last $2 down, though I didn't need a thing. Just to touch sweet Carrie Brown, she handed me my change. And I hung around till closing time, scarce believe my eyes. My darling walking arm in arm with a boy named Billy Wise. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I'd cry. If I can marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. That pines for Carrie Brown and a pistol in my hand. We met again on State Street, poor Billy Wise and me. I shot him in Virginia and he died in Tennessee. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I'd cry. If I can marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. The jury found me guilty and the judge says I must die. I'm just a poor mountain boy, ain't never been to town. Come to ruination for the love of Carrie Brown. Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I'd cry. If I can marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die.
It's the band 9 Mile Creek, and you'll hear them at Kiwigrass. So make sure you put aside that weekend, the first weekend in February, just before all the grandkids go back to school, or the kids if you're young enough, or you if you're young enough, go back to school, and come along and enjoy some real live bluegrass music up close and personal. That's a way to see it. And you'll get to talk to all the artists and hear some great jam sessions going on too. I'd like to say hello to all the Access Radio station people that are listening, all the people from Hamilton. That's the hometown where this program is made, and on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. We're live stream from freefm.org.nz or TuneIn, and we're on Amazon Echo devices using the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. Or you can just download us from your computer if you go to the Access Radio program stage. All the Access Radio programs around Otago, Wellington, Coast Access in Kapiti, and Radio Southland, Arrow FM, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community. Thanks. And I appreciate you listening. CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, all listening in to my take on bluegrass music from the South Pacific here. We're going to hear a friend of mine, Tony Ellis, came out and stayed with me and played concerts in Hamilton and throughout New Zealand. My friend Tony Ellis has a different approach to banjo playing. He plays slower tunes, very thoughtful tunes. And on this one, a tune called Paddle Wheel, he's playing a low string banjo and it sounds real great. So let's listen to Tony Ellis. Sounded different, didn't it? Tony Ellis on his deep, low-tuned banjo. Here's Pam Crow.
Before you close my door for the very last time, do me one small favor. You take my dreams and you break my heart. someday, but not tonight. I may be shattered, but I have my pride, and I won't beg you to turn around. Just keep on walking. Take my dreams and you break my heart. I think I'll just stay here, hiding in the dark. No, I would never want you to see me cry. So as you're
Pam Finlay, as she is now, sings with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That was us backing. I was playing some dobro in there and some fingerstyle guitar, and the really fancy little guitar lick in there was by Jeremy Trenworth, who helped produce the album. And you might see Pam at the Kiwi Grass Festival as well. What have we got lined up now? Lonesome River Band, Chronology. Fine band, played everything from very traditional sounding to contemporary bluegrass, always with a lot of drive, particularly provided by Sammy Shelaw, the banjo player. Fine performer. Brandon Rickman on guitar, does lead and harmony vocals. Randy Jones, mandolin, lead and harmony vocals. Barry Reed, acoustic bass and harmony vocals. Sammy Shelaw, I mentioned him, and Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. I've got a couple of tracks lined up here. Am I a Fool? And then their classic, Sitting on Top of the World. Here's some great bluegrass for you.
I never thought I would see you again. I was sure we had come to be, but here you are, you're back at my door. My foolish heart is gone and let you in once more. Am I a fool for hanging on? How many times will I sing the same old song? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone. Am I a fool? Hanging on. You made a promise that you never did. How many times I've wanted to leave? Am I just setting myself up to take the fall? 'Cause here I am again, just waiting for your call. Am I a fool? Will I sing the same old song? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone. Am I a fool for hanging?
love you one more day. Am I a fool for hanging on? How many times will I sing the same old song? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone. Am I a fool for hanging on?
Lonesome River Band, fine band, and man, do they play some good tight bluegrass music. What's on round, well, round Hamilton, I can only tell you really what's on. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has their concert on the second Friday of the month. This month it's the 12th of October, so come along, you'll hear some great music there. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session is on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's on the 28th of October this time. That is not Labor Weekend, it's a weekend after Labor Weekend, just in case you were planning a trip. Here it's on the 28th, and our guest is going to be Brian Christensen, who's going to do some real straight Earl Scruggs style bluegrass, which will be a real treat for us all. So come along to there. Navarra Lounge has more music than you can possibly imagine most nights of the week, and all sorts of things there. If you're interested at all in slightly edgy music, that's a place to go and see it. And there'll be some occasional bluegrass there between now and the Kiwigrass Festival too. What have we got lined up? Bluegrass fiddler Karina Rose Logston. Saw her play with Chris Henry at Mountain Grass a few years ago and thoroughly enjoyed her fiddle playing. And then just recently, those who've listened to the show regularly will realise that Bruce O'Hara told me about getting an album of their band, High Fidelity. A great, very traditional sounding band with a lovely touch to it. And we've had a few tracks from that band on the show already. And I thought I'd play some from her Bluegrass Fiddler album. A tune called Laughing Boy, and then the classic old Foggy Mountaintop, the song that the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were named after. So Karina Rose Logston, here she is. Thank you. Well, Corinne Rose Logston playing Laughing Boy Fiddle. We're just about at the end of time for the show, so I'd like to say thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed some of the music that you've heard. I try and pick it to provide a whole lot of different sounds, and I enjoy that, so I'm hoping that you do too. Let's go out with Corinne Rose Logston and the band, basically High Fidelity, backing her, and Foggy Mountain Top. See you all next week.
Foggy Mountain Top.